Welcome to The Economy and You, where we explore the ways in which developments in the local and international financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we find out how a partnership between the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica and the Development Bank of Jamaica will help more micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, access numerous business support services. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Why do most small businesses fail? The answer is that they are most often started by persons with no idea how to successfully run a business. Often, the person has an idea and rushes to transform that idea into a finished product they can sell, without realizing that there are tons of vital steps along the way. In an effort to increase the survivability of the nation's MSMEs, the government, through the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, recently launched its Voucher for Technical Assistance, VTA, program. The primary objective of the VTA program is to assist operators of small and medium-sized enterprises to strengthen their managerial and administrative capacity to help improve their ability to obtain credit and other vital tools to grow their businesses. Services offered through the program include the preparation of financial statements, business plans, and marketing and strategic plans through several private sector business development organizations. To ensure that as many MSMEs as possible have an opportunity to benefit under the Voucher for Technical Assistance program, the DBJ is partnering with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica. The PSOJ was selected to manage the approval of online voucher applications and maintain the database of services provided by the business development organizations. The entity will also monitor the businesses that have received the vouchers to find out how they have benefited.
Small and medium-sized enterprises can apply for vouchers that allow them to access a variety of business support services. These services include the preparation of financial statements, business plans, marketing and strategic plans through several private sector business development organizations. The vouchers allows SMEs to access a wide range of services through the Bureau of Standards, Scientific Research Council, and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, among others.
Managing Director of the Development Bank of Jamaica, Milverton Reynolds. Since May 2014, 274 vouchers valued at approximately $55.2 million have been issued to 195 businesses under the VTA program. 56 of these businesses are new enterprises which started operations within the last 2 years. Support loans of $162 million and $258 million in investments were also issued under the program. Mr. Reynolds says his organization is actively exploring other ways in which it can partner with the PSOJ to facilitate increased growth and development within the small business community through its products and services.
We at the DBJ are ready and willing. In fact, we are quite eager to join with the PSOJ in providing other services to the business community. We are particularly interested in the areas of access to low-cost funding, collateral, business support and technical assistance, equity financing, public-private partnerships, and other forms of assistance to boost the growth of the MSME community. As we all know, the importance of the micro, small, and medium-sized business community to the Jamaican economy cannot be overstated. There will have to be structures and regulations in place that allow for accountability and transparency and other forms of best practices that will take the sector to a higher level.
Managing Director of the Development Bank of Jamaica, Milverton Reynolds. For more information on the Development Bank of Jamaica and the products and services it offers MSMEs, you may visit their website at dbankjm.com or call 929-4000 or 619-4000. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening, and we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.